sugyas nashas, and in other times he used to give us shiurim and Ram Sayakira and Chelek. He's an incredibly broad person, one of the great thinkers of the Haredi Jewry today, in my opinion. And he was a tremendous dogma for what we all know, that the Torah is not just an intellectual exercise. Torah is something that changes a person. A person grows in Torah, and can't think of a greater dogma of a person who has the certain midas that a Ben Torah is supposed to have. I'm not right to introduce, without introducing, also we can't allow the great privilege to introduce the Rabbi Aaron Shragg Lapyansky Shlita.
It says that when Adam Arishon came and he looked at different places, and it says every place was destined, wherever he decided to be Mokum Yishuv, that became a Mokum Yishuv. So places have certain schools. And this whole area over here, for those of you who came at Shul years ago, many years ago, was an industrial area. And I guess the Adam Lo'omol Yulad was like the first layer. And now the Omol became Omol Shalterah. So it's interesting that it remained the progression of the Gemara from Omol to Omol Shalterah moved on. So there's a school in the place here of being Omol in learning. So the Beis Hashem, that school should be find its place in Torah the way it should be. The parasha we just read now is the parasha of Matan Torah. And b'chodesh ha'shlish it says b'yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'yoyim hazeh bo midbar Sinai. So Rashi says, first of all, it's chodesh. Also, he says lo ha'yitzarech lichtev elo b'yoyim ha'hu ma b'yoyim hazeh shudiver Torah chadoshim alecha kilu ha'yoyim nitnu. So very famous Rashi here. Rashi kisavoy, it means chazal dash in both places. The Torah should be chadoshim. It's a very hard sivui to understand what are we supposed to do with it. It's hard enough for Rishonim to speak about sivuyim that are emotional, like ava and yira, where an obligation to have an emotion is very hard to understand, and the general consensus is it requires a hisvaininus into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hatava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gadlus, and so on. So at least Ava and Yira, we understand, when we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how good it is, it's out latent emotions in a person. We can understand at least that. Over here, somebody's learning over something for the umpteenth time. What does it mean it should be Kechadashim? Pretend is never a good thing to do, because you know it's not true, and there's nothing less productive than fooling yourself. So we're supposed to pretend that the Torah is Chodesh every day. How do you pretend the Torah should be Chodesh every day? So what are we being told? Manavshah. Besides which, I mean, the whole Ruach of Torah is that it's one of the Ikrei Emunah according to the Rambam, that the Torah was not going to miss Chalif, and you're not, it's to be moisif, it's to be garea. Everything about the Inyani Torah is that it's immutable. It is the way it is. It was given me Sinai. It's perfect the way it is. So where is the makom for addition, for subtraction? Takanos Chachamim maybe, but that means a Torah. So I want to look at a Rashi and try to be even a little bit on what the what's the content, what's the chiyuv of this din of kechadashim einecha. So it's a Rashi in Koheles. The opening few psukim are from Koheles, that everything is futile. Everything comes back again, everything gets recycled. The whole world is a world that gets recycled in every way possible, and things just go and keep chazing over endlessly. And then it says, Masha Hoyu Shiyah, Ve'enkol chodesh tachas ha'shemesh. So Rashi says, "V'chol mashu lomid b'dovashu chalifei ha'shemesh ein bo chidush." Anything that falls under a gather of shemesh has no chidush. Lo yire elamasha hoyefa nivra b'sheis mebreishis. All you have is was nivra b'sheis mebreishis. Avla ha'hoyge b'teira moitzuba tamid chidushi taimin. If somebody is hoyge b'teira, he finds in it chidushi taimin. Ke'inyan shenema da'der ha'muchu chal eis maha dada ze kozma shatik mashu moitzuba tam. So Rashi says, Torah, you find taimim chadashim, and the analogy to it is, just like a tinok, as long as he keeps sucking at the dadim of his mother, there's more, so too by a tinok. But he uses a word here, ma'adav kolzman sh'atinok b'mashash b'y moitze b'y ta'am. He says, finds more ta'am in it. So he doesn't say there's more milk, which is the metzias that there is. He says the word there's more tam. V'chem matzinim sefes chagiga. It's not quite. He's quoting the Gemara Chagiga. We have it differently. The quote that we have over here that he has from Chagiga, we have it in other places. But he says over here, we have it. It's a mesefes kal. I think it's one of mesefes kal. Maybe obviously I'm not. V'chem atzinu sefes hagiga she'omar Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus dvarim shaloshamasan oizin v'maisim erkava. Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus said things that shaloshamasan oizin me'oilah. So let's understand a little bit. First of all, what does it mean he said things that shaloshamasan oizin? We have the same problem again. Torah, if somebody comes along with a 25th sefer of Nevi'im, he's mufrach. If somebody comes along with a mesechta that we didn't have before, there's mechadish, he's mufrach. It can't be. And he says over here specifically ma'isim erkava. The inyan was ma'isim erkava. So let's understand a little bit about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in two layers. The pasuk says in Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Rashi says that the eights and the pri should have the same tam. It wasn't moitzi and eights with the same tam, and that's why it was nenash. That's what Rashi says. But what I want to be medayik over here is that we see tam as an incidental. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made trees. What color? Some are brown, some are green, some are this, some are that. It's to us, Dvar Shema Bekach. It's the sort of the interior decorating part of the Bria. There's nothing there that seems to us of any significance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bria, and then he called in the paint crew, and they painted this green, this brown. They gave this a smell, they gave this not a smell, they gave this a flavor, they gave this more flavor, less flavor, and so on. It's not like that. If there was something that's me'ikar abriya, and the esrit, which is a pri'itz hada, is something that has the tam and the pri shava, it means that tam is one of the ikre habriya. The point of it is, the tam is something that is always a ne'elam. It's always something that's within something else. So I have a big fruit over here. How much tam is there? I don't know. It's here. Until I don't begin to taste it. And the tsura of getting it out is dafka the more you grind it down. When a person takes pepper or cinnamon, the grinding brings out the flavor. Pounding it, grinding it, that's because the keva in the bria of the nister in the bria is the tam adava. The tam will only happen once the fruit disappears in my mouth and I begin to chew it, I extract from something inside tam. So the tsura of the bria in its chitzonius, in its klolis, is two layers. There's what's outside, and that's finite. It has a certain size, and you don't have more than a size, you have less than a size. If you have a fruit that has X amount of centimeters cubed, that's how big it is. How much tam is in it? You can sometimes take, there's a pepper that's enough tam that sends you flying. You put it in your mouth, you don't know where to run first. You can grind it down. There are certain spices you grind down, and you can make dozens and dozens and dozens of products with this flavor. There's no gvul to how much tam there's in any given. It doesn't take up space, kefir oise neinu, and therefore it's something which has the characteristic of not being confined or bound by the dimensions of what it's in. So on the physical bria, on something very, very as basic as food and fruit, you have a shell, which is the entire physical object, which occupies space and takes a place, and that's what we relate to as a thing. And then we have tam, which A, is a nister be'etzim, meaning it's associated. If you don't have an apple, you don't have the flavor. But how much flavor you have in it is bleak vol, it has no shaykhus, it can be an unlimited amount. And secondly, the way it comes out is by breaking the chutz and extracting from it. That's the tzura in which you take tam out of it. It's never there on the surface. It's always by taking out, because that's the metzias zaminela. The chtaira itself was given to us in two layers. There's from Bereishis Be'ikar Yisrael, there's from Me'emasai until Am Yisrael B'Shalom. That's finite. There's a gvul to how much, there's X amount of words, X amount of has. The word sukkos means cup. But in the world of Tamei HaTorah, whether it's the Svara, the Havana, the Nistaris of Torah, there's a Chiluk of Torah that's called Tamei HaTorah. And that's Be'etzem Bleak Vul. It's totally in the amount of effort you put into extracting it. But Mitzad Etz Metzias, it's unlimited. So if we're to look at Torah, the Torah itself has a dimension that's limited, but it has in itself, its content belongs to a different, just like tam in Eichel is not limited in any way, shape, or form by the container that it's in, so too tam in Torah is believable. So if we're medayek Rashi. Rashi says, "Ma hadada ze kol zman shatinek b'mashmesh boi moitzi boi tam." It's not the milk that the mashal is. Yes, physically it's the milk because that. But for a child, the child doesn't know the milk. The child just tastes something good. It's warm. It's pleasant. It tastes good. So the Torah itself, as much as a person is b'mashmesh, that's how he brings tam in. It was specifically Maisim Merkava because in the big picture, the Chaluk of Torah that's called Tamei Torah in the big picture is the Nyanim that we would call Nistaris, and the middle is Maisim Merkava. But I want to midaik another word here. She'omer Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, he say things that had never been said before. If you're to say things that were never said before, then you're being oiva bal toisif. If somebody says, I said such a good svara, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think about it. So we can call it the New Testament, basically, the New Talmud, whatever you want to call it. It's got nothing to do with it. They were said, but nobody heard it before. It's like when you ask yourself, Reb Chaim on the Rambam, Reb Chaim's Riskus Torah, is it new? Well, if a person thinks of it as chidushi halachis, and it wasn't, you know, it's something that he's adding, it's really superfluous. It wasn't said before. Nobody said it before, and that's not the way to. But if a person understands it mitzad havana shavoy, he sees it as a tam advarim in what was in the Rambam. It was there. No one had heard it before because no one had the hearing ability that Reb Chaim could hear something in the Rambam's words. So the Giluyim of Tam are on things that Shalishamasan Oizen Ra'oilam. It's things that were there. They were said in Sinai. Akash Baruch Hu said it. No one heard it. Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus and that was Oymid on it and was able to hear it. Be'emes. This is the yesod of when we speak about Los Lavoi, Olam Haba, we speak about Yom Shekuloi, it has no gvul, it's arichos. So what are we going to be learning that time? What's going to give us his chatshes? It's going over and over and over. I mean, lo aleinu, people who are old people and not b'nei Torah. I once heard from somebody and hurt me so badly. We were going from Levaya of an old man who at the age of 70 had sat down to learn. He was a very bright person. He was a Yid who was a big time Torah all his life. And till his mid-90s, he became a Talmud Chacham. I mean, he was a person who learned all day long. He had a very good head. And his day was full. At that person's Levaya, there was an older man standing next to me. Also knew this person, a nice person, a fine person, but never learned and didn't undertake to learn. I don't know if he had the understanding and to mash of it and to do it. And he told me the days are way too long. Like, I've gotten to a point of Yom Shem Chayfetz. So we're destined for an infinite amount of years. Where is it without Chiddush? So Rashi says, in Shir HaShirim, he says, on the Pasuk Yishakuni, which is Lashon Asid, Yishakuni min Yishikos, Yishakei min Yishikos Pihu, so Rashi says, ומופתחים מאיתו להפיע עוד עליהם לוואי עליהם סוי טעמאו ומסתפונסאו. In other words, the lost lovoi that we're hoping for is to get more of that depth, and that depth is infinite. So we have an incredible arrangement where the more we get, it's new, it was, and it invigorates us, because for us it's new, and the Amazon was there before. There's a Yalkut. It says, by David HaMelech, he says, Bisarti tzedek b'kohol rav. That David HaMelech was mevasa tzedek b'kohol rav. That he proclaimed tzedek in the book. So it says, what was he mevasa? Valoi, very strange lashon medrash. It was kemat moisim mashiach when he went in David HaMelech. Like, bisarta means you have people that are in golos, they're suffering, they're terrible, and you come along and you tell them great tidings. There's be gula, there's be Yeshua, and so on. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? So Chazal say, Elo poiseach v'deirish lifneihem divrei Torah, sheloi shamosan oizen me'oilam. In other words, the same type of surah, of, you know, Yemaisa Mashiach de Keteira means that I have what to tell you, and that telling you is the Chiddush of time and so on. I want to, I guess, apply it a little bit to where we are and where we're holding. If a person asks himself, what are the most important things to get out of this tkufa in yeshiva? Something that will last a lifetime. So obviously, skills of learning, that's pashit, and yediyas is pashit, now lachas and yerushimayim, those are all things that are certainly prerequisites for living a Torah life. It's not open for debate, obviously. But I want to go deeper than that. What will make a person open up a sefer in the years and the decades to come, when there's a lot of other pressures and a lot of other things going on? If something is old, and doesn't have any real calm, and you're just going over things again, Lolenu, it falls under the sense of Advarim Nigeim, there's so much to learn, it's a little time, and I've heard it already, and it's dull, and so on. I do it because I'm from, and it's important, and you're supposed to do it, and the kids should see it, and a lot of good reasons why you do it. But that's a horrible way to go through life, being Osek in Torah. I mean, to do it out of a sense of duty, obligation, drudgery, is very, very, it's like this poor old person who was sitting telling me days are very long. I guess if we can focus on Nekuda, it's discovering the musik of Chaim HaTayr. The whole gestell of the yeshiva world, of the limud yeshivas, was that a person should sit once in a shir and work through a sugya. And because he worked through it hard, he all of a sudden understands that in the same words that he saw before, there was something new over there. There was a whole new world that was laying sort of covered by a klipa, that because he hadn't chewed on it, he was swallowing it raw, whole. He was swallowing it. Imagine a person swallow pieces of an apple, whether it's healthy or not healthy, but he's missing the taste of it. If a person chews on it, Then every chew squeezes out time. It's the same amount of apple that will end up in his stomach. The difference is, did it come in like a piece of rubber, or did he extract the time? Learning to be amul on Torah gives a person the ability to be tayyim the tami Torah, and the chiddush of Torah lies in tami Torah. So it's not right to jump the gun. A person needs to know the sugya well before you go to the lamdas. That's one of the mistakes, unfortunately. Sometimes we try to jump the gun because we're so eager to get the word is where the beauty is written, and the tam is, and so on. Eating stuff that has no nutritional value but it's full of taste, it's like the gap between American and so in America, you see some bottles will say only natural fruit, and some stuff that's hechsher lochshash pri. It's like different types of value systems as to what's important. You know, it's only inanimate products, like it's you know, it's saccharine water and it's seva lelo machal. You know, it's fine. Okay, but at the end of the day, the person's sense of where we will get chiyus from is dafke from chiddush, and getting that cheshik, learning through a sugya, and the first thing is understanding that there is an infinite amount of tam, literally, as infinite as Kadosh Baruch Hu is, that's how much tam there's in the learning. And in a certain sense, we connect so much more. We're an oizen that didn't begin to hear the things that are over here. And when we were able to develop that sensitivity, to understand that everything has so much layers and layers of time, infinite layers of time in it, and what it requires is crushing, grinding, cracking, and chewing. As we will be mamashmish the da'at, as we will keep sucking and chewing on it, we're going to have a constant chiddush of time. We're going to have something that can keep us on for a lifetime and for nitzchias, because things that are finite will last for a finite amount of time. Things that are infinite, and time belongs to that world, Bez Hashem will last us for a lifetime and for Nitzchis Bez Hashem.